Director Dawson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Hudson is absent. Director Mason?
Here.
Director Torlakson?
Here.
I'd like to ask that Mason Donya Torlakson lead us in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
God bless America.
God bless America.
This time we need a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second.
Okay.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson is absent. Director Mason?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye. At this time, we have the opportunity to approve the consent calendar, which is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. May I have a motion to accept the consent calendar presented?
I will give the approval of the consent calendar presented. I was absent for the minute, so I can approve the minutes, but I second.
It's been moved and seconded.
Director Mason?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye.
Director Hudson is absent.
This time, our general manager will give us a report on the update on the district issues and activities.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you know, we issued a request for proposal for real estate services in anticipation of offering the property located at Clearland for sale. I did not receive any responses to the issue of the request for proposal. I sent it out to 9 different agencies, all of which had to have experience in commercial real estate. I contacted a few of the real estate agents to find out why they didn't respond, and they indicated that the RFP was just a little bit too daunting for them. So I actually went in and reviewed it and pared it back and made it a little bit easier, reissued it, and hopefully we'll be getting some response this time around. And the deadline for that is November 14th, so in a couple of days. Along with that, as you know, we discussed it at the previous board meeting. Government Code Section 5422 requires us to do certain things concerning surplus property, which means that we are obligated to send it to agencies that may be interested in putting low-income housing or recreation services at the property itself. It's a requirement. It allows them to respond within 60 days. The deadline for the responding to that offer is on December 9th. So we're in the middle of the 60 days. We did get a response actually from East Bay Regional Park that said they're not interested. They said they weren't interested the first time and they're now not interested the second time. But nevertheless, it doesn't require a letter of response. It just means that they have an opportunity within 60 days to make an offer or show an interest in the property. So actually the two are going to kind of coincide when we can get a contract for services and when the property can actually be marketed to the general public. When we do have some proposals submitted, hopefully by the 14th, this will come to the board at the December meeting for consideration. We're in the process of updating our antiquated and unsupported phone system. We've had a phone system here for quite a while. It's no longer supported. It's out of any warranties that we had. And I started doing some research. AT&T contacted me about extending the contract, at which point I decided to shop it around. And looks like we're going to get a really modern phone system and cut our bill in almost half. So it's a real positive thing. We'll come let you a little bit let you know a little bit more about the features as we move forward, but it's going to be exciting for the department and for the community that we have a very updated phone system. So they'd be excited when that's installed. We ended up hiring a maintenance worker. The board approved the position as part of the operating budget for this fiscal year. He began work about 6 weeks ago, somewhere in that neighborhood. His name is Raul Mosqueda, and he's been working with Alfredo. So if you happen to see him in the parks, he sometimes is working hand-in-hand with Alfredo, and sometimes he's on his own, but we welcome him to the district. The pool project is on track, good to know. We haven't had a whole lot of rainy days. I don't know if you've had a chance to visit the site, but the concrete is in the pool. They're preparing the surrounding area to pour the deck for the pool. I've been meeting with the project coordinator and with staff at City of Pittsburgh to ensure that things are moving along as scheduled. Capri, our insurance carrier, visited with our site visit, and they do this every 18 months. And when they come through, they want to see a whole lot of things. I think I had mentioned this to the board previous to that, but we did get a letter as a result of their visit. And this has been the first time in a bit that we actually got a congratulations. There were no recommendations made during the visit, no responses required. And just to let you know, they do a pretty thorough analysis of how we're doing. They look at our safety committee, inspection and maintenance, injury and illness prevention program, waiver and release forms, facility use agreements, parks and facilities. They actually visited some of the facilities themselves, our what they call our material safety data sheets, MSDS. They go through everything pretty thoroughly. And I'm very proud to say that that the staff did an outstanding job at ensuring that we got a very good response in terms of our safety programs. Couple of dates that are coming up that you may want to pay attention to before our next meeting. It's the holiday season, so the Ambrose tree lighting ceremony is scheduled for Friday, December 2nd at 6 o'clock. That's always a fun event. I know many of you have been to that event often, and it really gets people into the holiday spirit. The next day we have pancakes with Santa. It's the Basically Breakfast with Santa program. That's on December 3rd, and that's at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And everything seems to be pretty condensed, because on December 10th, it's going to be our 70th anniversary dinner. We're very pleased to announce that Federal Glover has agreed to be the master of ceremonies. I do have invitations here. You can put this one down. The invitations went out yesterday and today with an RSVP. So this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful event in celebration of our 70th anniversary. Along with that, I do want to let you know this is kind of going a little bit hand in hand. We were the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Foundation has been registered with the state. So the next thing that the board will need to do in January is appoint a board of directors. At that point, that board will start doing the other things to finish up completing the application and any federal requirements. That being said, we're going to use the opportunity to tout this foundation at the anniversary. And we're actually going to invite people to be friends of the district. We're going to take information down, and hopefully people will sign up and get information about how they can help the district, either through volunteer, through donations, or whatever we may need. So we're excited that this has kind of come at a timely time that we're able to be able to promote that at that particular event. And I think that's pretty much it for my report.
Thank you. There's outreach for this anniversary dinner through the website, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, well, this is by invitation. This is what we're trying to do is get the people that have been involved with the district that are friends with the district and bring them in celebration of that. Yes.
And past
past board members, and past staff.
Past,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alumni.
Yes, alumni. That's well put.
Very nice. As many as we can find.
Yes.
Okay. Very well. Very good. We do not have a legal counsel report, and at this time, public comments can be made by the public on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. The speakers are limited to 3 minutes, and the form is on the back table, and submitted it to our staff at the table. No action will be taken by us. Written communication received regarding items not on this agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. I do not have any requests to speak for at this moment in time, so we will move on to item 9, board matters. And we have two items to consider, and individuals that are wanting to speak on either one of the items A or B should fill out the form, request to speak form, and be recognized by the chair. And limit your comments to that specific item, and 3 minutes will be given. Okay, I do not have any request to speak forms on board matters, but we will go ahead to consider accepting the final audit report for fiscal year 2015-2016 is presented by Fitcher & Company CPAs.
Thanks, Judy. Thanks, board.
You're welcome.
So this was our 10th fiscal year doing the audit, and hello again. Thanks for having me back. Our final year under contract, and it's been a long, good relationship, and I appreciate all the feedback and all the communications over the years. So I guess before I get into the audit itself, I just wanted to see if you guys had any questions about the audit or your finances for the fiscal year in question. Okay. So the district, the audit itself, we had no problems or issues. If we had had problems or issues, we'd approach the board prior to the board meeting. I wouldn't drop a hammer on you necessarily here. So overall, again, if you walk through each part of the report, the first couple pages, page 1 and 2, are really our audit report. In 2 pages, we said that we believe the attached financial statements are free material in the statement. So just to give some background as to what an audit is not, you know, we do not do a comprehensive review of every transaction. We don't review every payroll report. We don't review everything that happened in the district over the course of the year, because that would be impossible. I can't really, we're not here to provide a job performance assessment of Doug or Mary Jane, just because we're not, that's not what we do. We're here just to evaluate whether or not the financial statements are presented correctly. So that being said, what we do confirmation is a primary source of audit assurance. So we contact third parties to verify as much as we possibly can. And we also do sampling, and we do testing. So we take a look at the areas we feel might be elevated in areas of risk, might present, you know, specific problems or might be unexpected, and we then go pursue those areas. So in the entire audit report, the two most important pages I feel to understand would be pages 9 and page 11. So after audit report itself, after the management section of the audit, what you'll find on pages 9 and 11 is our modified cash basis of accounting financial statements. And then on page 11 is our statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances, or I would just call it a profit and loss or an income statement. And so something that was unexpected, just to show you what we do, so we take a look at your finances 1 year to the next. We take a look at large transactions, see how you treated it from an accounting perspective. So one large transaction that happened during the year is you guys wrote a check to the city of Pittsburgh for $227,000 as part of the overall pool project. So we say, what's the best approach to audit that transaction? I mean, are we going to capitalize it? Are we going to write it off? And I think for a smaller district that would constitute nearly 20% of your overall operating budget, the question is, did the city of Pittsburgh really get that money? And so, again, we don't take Mary Jane's word as gospel. We don't take what she gives us and just leave it at that. So, for example, for that specific transaction, we contact the city of Pittsburgh and verify the check that you wrote to them was what they actually received. We corresponded with them a bit about the project overall. So what you'll see on page 9 is there's an account titled Deposits. It has a balance of $768,000. Now, so what's happened is you guys got that settlement from the county 3-4 years ago now, and that money went to the city of Pittsburgh to be held, and that was, I think, $541,000. You wrote them a separate check in this past year for $227,000. Basically, it's lumped up with this deposit account. So the city has done quite a bit of building, and so the anticipation would be next year you would transfer all the all the funds the city spent, the funds the county spent, and the funds that the district spent into a capital outlay account that would be then capitalized as a fixed asset on the balance sheet. So in the current year, all the money that's been forwarded to the city of Pittsburgh has been accounted for in the deposit account. But again, we don't just take, you know, the district's numbers at face value. We always contact, again, we try to verify as much as we can with third parties to verify the accounting treatment was correct and that it was actually received. So at the end of the year, the general fund balance sheet on page 9 shows your unassigned fund balance of $783,000. What that basically means is that the sum of the excess of your assets, current assets, over your current liabilities, less the deposit amount, because the deposit with the city of Pittsburgh, you can't spend that. That's a non-spendable amount. But your general fund balance to carry forward is almost $800,000 on the year. And then turning to page 11, you'll see that your total income from the year, total revenues were $1.2 million. Total expenses were $1.1 million. So your net change in fund balance was a positive $85,000 for the year. So you guys did report positive net income for the fiscal year. So again, we do have a variety of procedures here to verify accuracy. We confirm property taxes in the county. As far as the building leases go, we get copies of the lease agreements, schedule out anticipated payments, compare them to your general ledger to verify accuracy. Service charges are a little bit tricky here. We do end up taking the deposit register and just doing a sample of the transactions to verify it was properly collected and deposited in the bank accounts. And again, for your contract revenues, we do independent confirmations with the county. The county contacts us and says, here's the money that we sent to the district, and we just tie it in to verify that what they say they sent you actually hit your books. On disbursements, we always do a disbursement test to verify that you're keeping records to support the activity. We always vouch credit cards to make sure that all your transactions have receipts and they appear to be district related. So this year, as a result of the audit procedures, we had nothing to specifically to report to the board or no recommendations for management. We felt overall things went very well for the audit. Your overall financial position is strong for a smaller district. You have reserves of $800,000 on an operating budget of just about $1 million. So there's money in the bank to do other projects or buy new fixed assets if you need to. So I think it was a good year, a good audit for the district.
I like everybody's attention, please.
That violates our civil rights, actually.
I would like everybody to pay attention.
That violates our civil rights. We're allowed to sit here and observe the meeting. It's a public meeting.
Uh-huh.
You can only gavel us and shush us if we're so loud that we're interfering with the meeting. You're the only one that's breaking up the meeting by minding our business. So.
But I think it's important that everybody.
No, it isn't.
You're out of order, Judy.
I can sit here. I could sit here and listen to my iPod if I wanted.
You're allowed to talk.
Thank you.
Quit harassing the public.
No one's harassing anyone.
Yeah, you are. You constantly harass
the public. Mr. Fetcher, would you go ahead, please? Thank you.
So overall, the district's financial position, I think, is strong for where you're at. You don't have a lot of the long-term debt issues that some of the cities and counties you hear about. So overall, the district's in a good position to continue to provide services to the public, and there's money in the bank to undertake projects and, you know, do stuff that you guys need to do. So when I see weaker financial positions, I'll see districts that have reserves of maybe 20 to 30% of their overall operating budget. Those are some of the weaker ones. The average one, you might see 3 to 4 months worth of operating expenses saved up. You guys have 8 to 10 months worth of operating expenses saved up, which is a pretty solid accomplishment, I would say. Any questions?
Thank you very much.
Just a brief comment. Again, it's been 10 years. You guys are going to go out for a new auditor. I appreciate very much the relationships that I've been able to have over the years. Lee, Ava, Judy, May, Steve is here as well. When I started, you guys were my fifth or sixth client, so when I started my practice 11 years ago, so I thank you very much for bringing us back, and yeah, best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Comments from the board members?
Well, we thank you very much for your service for the past 10 years.
Thank you, ma'am.
And we hope that we could continue on, but I guess we have to move forward.
Yeah, we'll see.
Thank you very, very much for all of you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you guys. Have a good afternoon.
Bye.
Okay, so we are to consider accepting this final report, okay? And it's recommended that the Board of Directors are, oh, sorry, gotta put that wrong.
I move we accept the final audit report for fiscal year 2015-2016 as presented by Fechter and Company CPAs.
Do I have a second?
I second that.
It's been moved in second. Would you call the...
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Mason?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye.
Director Hudson is absent.
All right, we have 9B, Board Matter, to consider approving a design change to install a roof on the mechanical roof at the Aquatic Center, not to exceed $12,000. General Manager, do you have a comment?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. As you remember, getting this project off the ground was somewhat of a challenge. We ended up doing some value engineering to try to fit the project within our budget. One of those things was to design an open-air mechanical room, and there was some savings realized from that. As you note, we do have $166,000 in a contingency fee, and the advice that we're getting from the project manager and from the City of Pittsburgh and some of our concerns is that we take an opportunity to put a roof on the building now that we know that we're most likely going to have available funds for that. The reason this is the heart of the pool itself. If it's compromised, we do have to shut the pool down, and it just is more of an insurance than having an open-air mechanical room. With that being said, the estimate for the work is about $9,600. I put a not to exceed $12,000 so we don't have to slow the project down and come back to the board if we go over budget slightly. So that's what we're asking the board for this evening.
Any comments from the board?
I think it's a good move, Madam Chair. I think it's a good move. I think we should protect our mechanical room from potential vandalism and theft. So I think it's a good move.
Anybody else have any comments?
No.
Okay.
I agree with Mike.
Okay. Mr. Mason?
Okay.
All right. Okay.
How do we consider approving the design change and install our roof on the mechanical room at the Aquatic Center, not to exceed $12,000?
Do I have a second?
Can I amend that? I move we approve a design change to install a roof on the mechanical room at the Aquatic Center, not to exceed $12,000.
Okay, good. All right. With that change, may I have a roll call, please?
Yes, Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye.
Director Mason?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Cho, Director Hudson is absent.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to recognize Delaney Johnson. He had came in late, and I'd like to give him an opportunity to speak 3 minutes. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I won't take that.
Okay.
Good evening, everyone. I've been here 2 years, and the Park and Recreation Department, they give away a lot of awards, so I thought it was about time that they receive an award of appreciation from Big One Community All in One, and I would like to thank the Park and Recreation Board District, you know, for the uses of their facilities, and also the volunteers from the facility. So I spoke with Doug, and I just want to let y'all know that I really appreciate everything that have you helped and serviced them. So I would like to give you guys an appreciation award for all your help, consideration, and all that good stuff. So you guys do a great job here, and I want to let you know that I really appreciate it. I really appreciate working with you. So God bless you all, and here's your guys' award.
Thank you guys. Oh, here. You need it? You can take pictures.
Take a picture. with it.
Huh? Never mind.
Oh, read it?
Read, oh, yeah, please, read.
I will. Certificate of Appreciation. This certificate is awarded to Ambrose Recreation and Park District in recognition of valuable contributions to the Bay Point Community All-in-One Fourth Annual Backpack and School Supplies Giveaway. We thank you for your longstanding partnership, and because of your efforts, we made a difference in our community. Delano Johnson, Director President, October 7th, Bay Point Community All-in-One Nonprofit Organization. That's very special. Thank you, Delano. Yes.
I don't.
Right?
And just to let y'all know, we have our Thanksgiving annual here on the 24th. And we really have a lot of great stuff this year. We have food, clothes, and toys. And Whole Food has agreed to bring us enough food to feed 1,000 people. So it's going to be big this year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for all you do for Bay Point and the community.
Well, we come to the, we're going to have a public hearing and a closed session. So at this time, we have community committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. What say you?
So, Winston Churchill supposedly said, success is not final, failure is not fatal, it is the courage to continue that counts. My former boss, who was actually named after Winston Churchill, had a different take to it. This is my boss from the UC Office of the President, Student Affairs. When times were rough, Winston Churchill Dobie would say, no worries, no one died. When Winston retired, his cancer came back one day. He telephoned me and said, it's my first day back on the golf course, and I want you to know that. Resilience was one of Winston's best traits. He was my mentor and friend. He encouraged me to run for office. I would call him from time to time to ask advice. However, Winston died in 2011, but his legacy lives on. So I will emulate the words of wisdom of the original Winston Churchill and follow the example of my mentor, Winston Churchill Dobie. And may I add, we're not done yet. I look forward to working with the new Ambrose board and to the opening of the Ambrose School in 2017. I look forward to expanding our services, as we just heard we could, including after-school programs, which, by the way, we never cut. I look forward to giving back to this country that has given much to this little brown girl from the Philippines, because I think the fight needs to continue. I look forward to helping more people find their California dream. Move on.
Do you have a copy?
I had a copy for my girl.
For her notes?
No.
For my minutes? I'll give it back to you.
Like Delano said, Ambrose is always involved in participating and giving back. So it's a wonderful thing that we can do that. Thank you.
Yeah, through the chair, I was going to speak, but I'm not going to let that comment go. Since you opened up the door, you did cut, you made the motion to cut the after school program.
Okay, I'd like to say that look forward to the holidays and more connecting with the community, with the Ambrose Rec and Park District. We're making a difference here in Bay Point as well as parts of Pittsburgh. And I too look forward to the holiday season as well as the opening of the pool around Memorial Day. And thank you for all your support. And look forward to serving with the board in 2017. And so those are my final words of wisdom.
I move we adjourn.
Okay. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Have a nice Thanksgiving, everybody. Don't eat too much turkey.
Stop.